Dr. Wade Myers testified Fujita had played football since he was 11, and his injuries over the years could have contributed to sickness of the brain.
He was getting his head hit roughly half a dozen times a season, pretty significantly, where everything would go white and he'd feel dizzy.
Myers said Fujita told him he strangled Astley with a bungee cord, then stabbed her.
He held the cord on her neck for a bit, and then she quit moving. And then he said he went into the house and got a knife and came back and then cut her neck.
Testimony resumes Monday. Closing arguments are expected Tuesday. At Woburn Superior Court, Doug Cope at WBZ News Radio 1030.